So I guess first of all, if you could just introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Doreen Brown, and I was from Barbados.
And when did you come to the UK?
I think it was September 1956. I came to.
And how did you get here?
I got here by boat. An Italian boat.
Could you tell us a little bit about that? Anything you remember about it?
It was about 14, 15 days, I'm not sure. But sometimes it was hard, sometimes the sea was rough, the food was horrible, you know, in them days. And you enjoy yourself the best you could, because I was 16 then anyway.
Wow.
We had a lot of older people on the boat, you know, not many younger people. And got here safe, we arrived at Southampton.
And also you were on your own, travelling on your own.
Yeah. And then we caught a boat to train to Waterloo, where you would meet by your parents and that.
So your parents were already here and you were coming?
Yeah, my mother was here from 55. My father came in March, I think, 56. He came the same year as me, but earlier. And then my sisters, some coming 58, 59, you know, it's long.
So who was looking after you then in Barbados when they were here?
Well, we had an older sister, but we had aunts there that helped, you know, help a bit. But my mum was sending money, but my dad was there, don't forget, for nearly a year after she left. Not a year. She came here in 55. I remember because there was a storm named Janet. That's the last big storm we had there. 55 October, she came here. And then my dad come the next year. So I think we wasn't so bad in England because we was family. Mm-hmm. The living arrangement, however, was bad. When I came here, my parents was renting. You know, in them days, used to rent room. I mean, no matter how many kids you had, you couldn't afford no more than one room. So everyone was in one room, including your shopping. And he was living at an Indian. She was living at an Indian when we first came. And then she was living at an African man. Because he used to move around a lot. Because they had rooms, but you know. And work was easy. Because the English didn't want to work. That one of the reasons we was here in the first place. You know, so I came here Saturday. My mom came, took me to the social for the teenagers. They had one then for the teenagers in the Elephant and Castle. But the tall building is still there. You know that old one that ain't knocked down yet?
Wow.
Going Kennet unlike.
Mm-hmm.
There's a building there. With the post office used to be on one part of it, where the social was on that building, the other side. Well, she took me there in the morning, and they sent me for a job in the evening. That's the Monday. I only came the Saturday. That's how job was so plentiful. And it was a place named Maxwell Laundry. It was in Peckham. And they said to me, come back the evening. I couldn't believe it. So I was working from the time I come here, the Saturday, the Monday evening. So, but, you know, then my mom, she must have went to work where she worked, somewhere else. And in them days, everywhere looked the same, so it was difficult to remember where you live. And I went along and I had it in my head, the address, but I couldn't remember the name of the street. So I was round and round. Looking, I did find a street, but I didn't know. So there was a woman at the end of Baganza Street. off Kennington Station, and she had a shop, and she saw me pass there a couple of times looking. A Welsh woman had a shop, and she came up the shop and she said, you know, are you looking for somewhere? I said, yeah, I can't remember where I live. I only come here on Saturday. But my mom said to me to come along. There was two people who live in the house was working there. But they had to work overtime that day. So you couldn't wait around in the factory for them if they work an hour overtime. So they said to me, direct me and said, you know, remember what I tell you. But by the time I got there, I forgot everything. Anyway, she comes out and she said to me, this woman with a shop, who do you live at, you know, can you describe the people you live at? I said, well, it's an Indian and he's got the thing on his head, I tell him, and he said, does he have a motorbike? I said, yeah, with a side car, you know, they had, they can put somebody. I said, yeah. He said, oh, I know where they live because they come here to buy paraffin. You know, them days, because you live room, you had to burn paraffin. And she come up the shop. And this is what I'm saying, the difference in today. Leave the shop, because the shop was like round this corner. And she walk around there just about 3 minutes. Where it was, and I was passing it all the time and didn't know. Maybe if his motorbike was up there, I would have realized. But anyway, she walked me there, she said, is this the house? And I said, yeah. Oh, yeah, number 8 on Web Street, yeah. So, and she went back to the shop. And in them days, if somebody going your shop and you wasn't there, and they see something there they want, they take it up and they leave the money there.
Right.
Nobody going in. Yeah, oh, the shop, no, they take up your shop even in front of your own eyes. You're standing there and they be thieving. But in them days, you know, mom left the shop and actually I've always remembered that. She was a Welsh, it was a Welsh couple. And she showed me, because she said to me, I know all the black people live around here because they buy paraffin. And you just describe them to me and I will tell you where you live. No, so that was the first encounter I had there. That was the third day I was here. So then I was going to work with these people, so I get to know the place. And then when I got to know that, my mom moved somewhere else. And I had to get to know that. But I was more in with the situation of England, you know, because when we was coming from Southampton to Waterloo, see all this smoke everywhere, smoke coming from the chimney. And in Barbados, when we see smoke from the chimney, it's a factory doing sugar cane. And I said, they got a lot of factories in England. It was so sort of dingy because it was coming into winter, September, October, and I mean, them days, winter was winter, and summer was summer. And, you know, when I get, I said to my mom, and I thought England would have been brighter than that. She said, no, it's not factory, it's people. They're burning coal. They got coal fires in the house, and it's coming up through the chimney of the house. That's what you're seeing, it's not factory.
People travelled to the UK with their families, while there were others who took the